This is The M Word. I'm Michaela Hyde.
I'm Nick Hyde.
And welcome to The M Word Podcast, the podcast where we talk openly and honestly about marriage and relationships, including ours.
We're married, but this is for everyone who thinks that making a relationship work and last, like most things in life, is worth the effort.
This is episode one of The M Word, and we want to tell you a bit about us.
It's a very exciting moment.
It is very exciting. Well, yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
Well, I'm excited.
Why we're doing this podcast and why it's called The M Word. So,
What about a bit of history?
A little bit of history. Okay, not too much history.
In case people are thinking, oh, we've accidentally started this podcast, sounds a bit rubbish, but now they just want to know. Got them.
Okay, so we've been married for 19 years. It'll be 20 in July of this year.
Indeed.
So that's a bit of a milestone. We'll be celebrating in some or another, won't we?
At some point, we'll need to get suggestions from people as to what we should do.
Oh, yeah, quite a good idea. Yeah, I like that. Well, I might not like your ideas, but I like the concept.
Moving on.
Our relationship has always been a priority because we've found that actually by looking after it, making some mistakes along the way, but remaining committed has made it stronger and better over time. And it almost sounds a bit cliched, but it's like anything, isn't it? If you work hard at it, then it can get better.
Yeah,
and
you accept, want it to be good.
And you accept that you can't get it all right as well.
Yeah, nothing magically works on its own without putting a bit of effort in.
No.
We've got two kids. Talk about our kids. We have two children.
Yeah.
Who are both teenagers, girl and a boy, 14 and 16.
That's been great, obviously. It's also been challenging, and that's for another podcast week, but yeah.
I guess so. I'm sure if we're talking about the M word, whatever that is, that will include family, kids, stuff like that. It's part of it, isn't it?
So a bit more about each other, I think, as in let people know who we are.
Yeah, you go first.
All right.
You've got the marriage job.
Okay, I'm the, we'll say of you, anyway. So I'm the coordinator of UK National Marriage Week, which, by the way, this year is the 13th to the 19th of May. So you can see that I'm obviously quite into this relationship stuff. I think it's very valuable. So like this podcast, though, Marriage Week is for marrieds and non-marrieds. If you value your relationship, then it's a week for you to focus on your relationship, to invest time.
Go on, tell them about the theme
as well.
Have fun
together.
Theme this year,
So the theme is Recipe for a Healthy Marriage. And it's all about the right ingredients needed for a good relationship. So join in, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. You'll hear more about that in later weeks. Nick, tell us about yourself.
Yes, me. Well, I'm a teacher. I've been teaching over 20 years. So I teach science, secondary school, which is good fun. And a bit of a musician. I like writing music, singing, performing,
playing. You are a musician, not a bit of a one. You are a musician.
Oh, you're too kind. So I'm a musician, which is also quite handy because it means I've got a little studio so we can record this, which is good. So that's enough about me.
Yeah, I've had enough. No. So why is it called the M word? Because we haven't actually explained that, have we? So,
well, I would explain it, but it was your idea. So I think you should probably explain that one.
Okay, so typically, marriage continues to be our biggest relationship aspiration in description, but not always in name. And that might surprise you, it might not, I don't know. But I'd say that people have good reason to question this relationship choice. I think it's important to question things so we understand them. But it's so often projected as something that's suited to the apparently perfect, or something that maybe traps, or is a lot of hard work without much fun. And I would say all of that is bit of a mistake, a big mistake, actually. It's the opposite to those
things. What you say, it's aspiration in description but not in name. That sounds like I don't quite know what you mean, but
I think if you were to describe a really good kind of sounding relationship, one you think, yeah, that's got all the right things, the right ingredients to work, etc.
See what you did there?
Thank you. You think that sounds brilliant, but for a lot of people, when you say describe it and then you say it's called marriage, people say, no, thank you, that's not what I want to do. It's all these different things I don't like and I don't want to be associated with. So it's kind of it's a bit of a conversation starter, actually, marriage, but we're calling it the M word because we want to kind of give a sense of what's good about relationships, what can make them work. And that's why we're saying, whether you're married or not, join in, okay? One of the things I would absolutely like to say from the beginning is that the M word is not an elitist club. It's not for the perfect. It's not all Disney. That marriage certainly isn't that way. I would say, rather than feeling trapped, it's empowering. And it certainly isn't smug and sorted, which, again, I think sometimes it comes across that way.
Okay, but frankly, in effect, you're also saying, though, that if someone isn't married, but they're in a long-lasting relationship, the kind of stuff we're talking about, They are still allowed to listen to the podcast.
It's completely relevant to you, absolutely. So, okay. Yeah, so whatever situation you're in. In fact, even if you're thinking about relationships, tune in. And just to say, we're not meant to be agony aunts, although I like the idea of you being an agony aunt. That's hilarious. We're not agony aunts. We're just normal people just being open. And we think that real stories make a big difference, actually. Having truth, honesty, a bit of transparency, not... there's no filters like Facebook or Instagram. It is what you get. So.
And what about, obviously, you read the media, anything about marriage is usually celebrities getting divorced.
Definitely. You either get this idea from magazines that cover weddings that it's mega expensive, everything costs
Disney
a huge
again.
Amount, and back to Disney, or it's kind of falling apart in the most spectacular way that makes you think.
We've got to talk about that at some point in depth, haven't we? Actually talking about marriage as a day and a celebration, because there's a danger we start talking about it, but there's the day of marriage where people getting married, there's the celebration and thousands of pounds, and is the dress right and what are the flowers look like, and marriage as a description of relationship between people, which is really the important bit, isn't it?
You were very worried about the dress and the flowers, weren't you? I know it really bothered you.
Well, moving on.
Ultimately, as we've said, whether you're married, whether you're in a relationship, or if you're single, but you want a bit of reality to really kind of ground you in thinking about what's it like to really be in a long-lasting relationship that isn't completely perfect, then this is the podcast for you, because that's what we're endeavouring to do,
cool.
isn't it?
So we've managed to make it relevant for everyone that exists.
Yes,
because either you're thinking about marriage, or you are married, or you don't think marriage is for you. So if you're in one of those camps... You could be single not thinking about marriage.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you're right, it's for everyone.
Yeah.
No, I think actually we're all kind of a little bit nosy as well. Do you know what I mean?
Speak for yourself.
We all want to sort of know and understand. You know, when you see couples or you see people, I'm using social media as an example, because you see stuff on social media and we all know that it's portrayed in a particular way, and you can go away feeling depressed because you think, life's not like that. And then equally, we know that behind all of that, there's a whole load of other stuff. So we're going to bring you the whole load of other stuff, I suppose, behind the...
Sell it so well, I tell you.
I'm a bit scared now, I've said that.
So the idea, this first episode, though, we're not going to pile straight into one single thing to focus on. No, this is just here's the sort of flavour of the sorts of things we might talk about.
We're setting the scene, I think.
Setting the scene.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
let's set the scene.
So we came up with a list of things. I am a bit of a list writer, aren't I?
You are. It's usually a list of things that I need to do, though.
No, lists of things I need to do, as